This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Teresa Clifton back. She is the executive director of the Central Brevard Humane Society, and today she brought a very handsome domestic short hair. He's a tuxedo cat. Tell us a little bit about him.
Jax is about 2 years old, and he is still very much a kitten. He has perfectly proportioned coloring of white on his paws, and he is a true tuxedo kitty, black on top and white belly, with a little smudge of black on the tip of his little pink nose. And he is adorable. He is a dream. He is very sweet, very friendly, very loving, and he's just looking for a family who would love to have a kitty to rule their house.
And we will have a picture of Jax on our websites, and we'll have a link to the Central Brevard Humane Society so you can get info on how you could adopt Jax and make him your forever pet. Today we're going to talk a little bit about heartworm. I didn't realize cats can actually get heartworm.
Heartworm is delivered by a mosquito bite. It doesn't affect humans, but it does affect dogs and cats. And dogs is the most prevalent because they have the ability in their system a little more so than cats for growing the heartworms. Heartworm is literally an organism that eats the lining of the heart. Cats do get it as well, and there are products out there on the market that are real simple. Once a month, Heart Guard, you give them a nice little tasty treat, and it kills the microfilaria that makes the heartworms. Unfortunately, a lot of people aren't aware of it, and when it gets really bad, there is no saving a dog or a cat that once the heart is compromised to a certain extent. There's nothing you can do when the heartworm is in process of growing. You have ample opportunity, if your pet tests positive for heartworms, fortunately able to reverse it. And it's almost like chemotherapy in a human. The treatment is pretty severe, it's pretty serious, but heartworm can be treated and animals can successfully survive from it. Kitty here loves her little tuna treats, and once a month it kills any of the microfilaria that may be growing inside of him from one mosquito bite. That's all it takes, is the mosquito bite. So I have had people tell me that their cat or dog never goes outside. The dog just goes out, goes to the bathroom, and comes right back in. But that's all it takes. When your door, mosquito flies in, you don't even see it, and it could land on your dog or cat. So we want to be careful of it. It's kind of a silent killer, because by the time symptoms show, your dog starts coughing, becomes lethargic, your cat, when you take them in, they have to do an exam, usually an x-ray, and they can see that damage is done. For the most part, if you do preventative, just like everything else, there's no problem. And Florida is really well known for the mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are out there, and we want to keep our cats and dogs healthy. So we want to make sure that everyone is aware of heartworms and what it is. And to keep our animals safe, we just give them a little heart preventative every month, and they think they're getting a treat.
So if you are interested in more information on heartworm, or if you are interested in adopting a pet, and they do have a big selection of cats and dogs, go to the Central Brevard Humane Society's website, and the address is
brevardhumanesociety.org.
See a picture of Jax and link up with the Central Brevard Humane Society on our website, wfit.org.